So it is good day to you, huh? Very surprised. Very good to see your light now. All your star mothers are activated and your star fathers are shipping out and cheering you on, and all of your cells are moving in the right direction and your telomeres are expanding right here in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Who would have thought that there'd be such a brilliant energy right here? You see, you never know what is going to happen, do you? That is what we want you to understand and acknowledge in the cells of your body, because this year is a catalyst for change. It all adds up to a 3. Woohoo! That means that things are shifting around. Things are changing for your highest good and for your highest joy. But you still get to be the one that says yes. You still get to be the one that says, I can do this. I am volunteering for this mission. I am acknowledging the love and light from the star mothers. We give gratitude to the dearest Amber Wolf for her teaching. And we give gratitude for you, for you chose to be present here. And we want to tell you a little story about things that can happen when you are choosing to be present. We had someone mention this morning the elephants in Thailand. And we go to the elephants in Thailand every couple of years. And last time we were there, we witnessed something that we've never encountered before. At an elephant rescue park. You know, elephants have a new part of their brain, have an old part of their brain that carries the wisdom of their ancestors. You know, you have that same part. It has remained dormant for a while. Are you ready to activate it? To have all the wisdom of your ancestors right here, right now. How many times have you said, well, if I knew then what I know now, huh? Well, we were out and we were given a gift to be taken out into a crowd of elephants. Something happens to you when you have baby elephants and the grandmother elephants all there together. And elephants are very big. And we were there, and one elephant recognized one of our people that we brought there. And she had never been to Thailand in this lifetime. And this person, the elephant, came and explored all over her face, with his trunk, all over her hair, in her ears, all over. Now, most people, when something that is so huge comes touching you with a very muddy trunk that smelled a bit like corn, because that was what they were eating, and watermelon, they would back away because they are very big. And this wonderful woman received it and said yes to the wisdom of that elephant, and said yes as this elephant explored her. She explored it back. And at the end, she looked into our eyes and said, I have shared the breath of my grandmother elephant. She went back to her home country, changed her name to Ellie, changed her job to the job that she loves. Changed her life to the life that she loves. Because when you share the wisdom that you have carried in your cells for thousands of years, and it comes to the surface and breathes into you, things start shifting around. And all you need do is say yes. All you need do is say yes to you. Say yes to your next step. Say yes to the love that is within your heart. Say yes to the joy that is shifting all around you. Say yes to you and let the universe take care of the details. When you let the universe take care of the details, you never know what will show up. Maybe an elephant, huh? Maybe a dolphin, huh? Maybe a little puppy, huh? Maybe your soul of joy. The new times are different from the old times, eh? You are stepping into a new age. We talked to someone this morning that gave us a book that said, Paradigms Lost. Oh, paradigms. There are no paradigms now. Your soul is gone where no one has been before. Do you hear the Star Trek theme somewhere? You see, dearest, that's the key. That's the energy of love. And all you need to do is say yes. And feel that energy in the cells of your body, just as she felt that elephant exploring her heart. The universe is exploring your heart to say, what is it that you are choosing? What is it that just brings such joy to your heart that it feels like it will expand and encompass this whole room, encompass this whole planet? What would it feel like if this whole planet and all the peoples on it felt that same love that you feel right now? Breathe into that intention, dearest. And know that everything is possible. It starts with you. You are the ones we are waiting for. We have no need to wait any further. Step up to the plate. You know what you are sharing is correct. You know that your wisdom is coming from the ancients. Old souls. And now it is time to bring it forth. And we are so grateful for you. We are so honored by your presence that you have chosen this time, this space, to be right here in Santa Fe, New Mexico, to share this energy. Breathe into it. We love you deeply. We see you. We see your heart. We see your soul. And we love you even more for it. We see the wisdom of you. And that excites us. We honor you for your courage. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I wish to continue the theme of love. I want to give you an idea of something so simple, yet so powerful. And within the explanation, to show you how some of the older paradigms of the planet might have to be broken in order for the simplicity to come through. What if I've told you that you have overcomplicated God? This comes, dear ones, from the humanism idea that grand things must be complicated. The old paradigm of human perception is filled with old consciousness and old ideas and old ways, good for their time, working for their time, but it doesn't mean that you have to pull them in to something that is brand new. We've spoken of the energy which is new. It's not the energy necessarily, dear ones, it's the paradigm of reality, of what is today as opposed to what was yesterday. And here's how it goes. I've heard people say, "Brian, we listen to you. We like what you have to say, and we're starting to apply some of it. However, we need to know something. What is your belief system? What are you teaching?" And what I would say back to that is, there is no system. And the human would say, there must be. For when you look around the planet, all of those who believe in the creative source have some kind of structure. And in that structure, there are rules. And in the rules, therefore, are the right and wrong ways to do things that would then enhance the worship or the knowledge of the Creator. Crying, in that, where do you fit? What do we tell our friends when we say we want them to hear Crying, and they say, well, what are the rules? What's the system? I want to ask you something. What if, just for a moment, follow this idea that you could pretend for just a moment that your soul could stand before the Creator of all things, all by itself, and suddenly the eyes of God were on you, and you could ask the question to the creative source, what is your system? There would be a smile and an overwhelming feeling of caring and compassion when the creative source said, there is no system, there is only love. And if you came back to the planet, you would say, you know, there is only love from the creative source. And the humans would say, well, yes, that's correct, but you are not God. You have to have a system in order to make sense of that which you don't understand, which is God. And this is the difference, dear ones, between an old and a new energy. What if I told you there is no system? Love is not a system. Love is a reality. It is an existence. It is what it is. Love contains all of the attributes of everything you'd ever have to know or be or do in order to have the right kind of living and the right kind of life before God. Because you become that essence which has no system, which is one with everything. There's so much that we could tell you here that is starting to shift and change. You know this. We've said this before, that when a human falls in love with another human, in those first days, when it even affects your system and you feel just a little crazy, and it's beautiful, that should tell you right then, if one of you asks the other one, well, let's stop for a moment and analyze the system. You don't, because there is no reason, because love is pure and complete. And if it's true love, it lasts a very long time because of those attributes. If you walk into nature, dear ones, in the middle of the trees and the forests, And you said to the trees, what is the system of nature? The trees would smile at you and say, there is no system. And you would say, well, certainly there is. Look at all of the things that go into making you exist, and you've got to relate to it all. And the trees would say, you see, we relate to it because it's a relationship. A tree will have a relationship with the dirt, with the insects and the birds and the sun, and with carbon dioxide and with oxygen. The relationship is what each tree has, and it's different from tree to tree. But overall, the relationship is about oneness with all things. The tree doesn't have a set of rules that tells it how to live, or where it can put its roots, or what is a pleasing or not pleasing to a God that created the tree. And that is one of the reasons why you can walk into nature and feel so free, realizing that there is no system of do's and don'ts, because it is self-evident and common sense that the relationship takes care of all of it. There come a day when people will not ask you what box you're in anymore. And you say, the relationship is good enough. And so I answer, what is the system? No system. It's called love. Because love and that relationship you would have with the Creator itself contains absolutely everything you'd ever need to know. When you have love and compassion, the rules, if you want to call them the rules, are self-evident and common sense. On how you treat the one next to you, the ones that you meet that you don't know. The attitude of life that you would have walking into strange places. It changes the way you think about luck, if you even want to use the word. It starts to make you understand that the relationship to the Creator is a design that you create as well. And where you walk, you create love. This is simpler, dear ones, than a set of rules that you have to adhere to. Do you really think that the Creator of the universe cares what you wear? And there are those who do. Because in an old energy, they have created human rules with human ideas and human perceptions, thinking that these are what God would have. And in a new energy on this planet that is starting to appear, all by itself, because of what you've done, and this shift starts to become self-evident, more and more will turn away from a system, a belief, and instead intertwine themselves in the beautiful relationship of love. We have said so many times that the word love to you has so many meanings and it only goes so far, but I will say to you, that it is endless, and it's enormous. It's more beautiful than anything you can even begin to imagine. The light of 1,000 suns is a drop in the bucket to the light of the love of the Creator. And in that, I tell you also that your soul carries all of it. When the prophet Elijah walked into the field, he was going to ascend, and he knew that. And the ascension of Elijah is a metaphor for who humans are. Ascension meant that he was going to leave his corporal body, that body that he has, corporeal in nature, and it would vanish, and he would then become the soul that walks the earth, just like you. And he knew what was going to happen. And so he had his understudy, Elisha, write it down. Don't miss a thing, he said. Tell everything you see. And Elisha saw so many metaphors and so many things written so carefully in Scripture. But the biggest thing he saw was this, that Elijah turned into the light of 1,000 suns. Too bright to look at, unbelievable to any human being that there could be a light that bright. That was Elisha's soul. And dear ones, it's just like yours. It is pure, without rules, without systems. Because love is self-evident in its compassion. And it tells the story through its intuition of how you would live and receive and give to every other human or living thing on the planet. It's so beautiful and elegant in its instructions, so intuitive, that the proof is this, is that when you meet someone else who has that love, you meet them eye to eye and you see them as family. Because you both understand exactly what I'm talking about. This is not the New Age, dear ones. But that was the name given to something before that had rules. It bothers many that the believers here in this room would not have a prophet or a place to go to with a name or a set of rules or a denomination. And they would be seen as floaters without a home and without a center. And dear ones, that is the perception of an old energy that needed to be grounded in rules, in beliefs, that put a veil before God. Blessed is the human being who understands this and strips away all of that, if even for a moment to test it and say, is love enough? And the answer will always be more than enough. This is the message we will continue to give on this planet that continues to change with new paradigms that become self-evident. And so it is.